We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited first to welcome to the show my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? What's going on?
Neil, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. We have a wonderful guest today, excited about her latest project and to learn more about her as an actor. So go ahead and introduce her.
Oh, my word. I've been so excited for this, Laura. I have to tell you, I watched the first episode of The Fools, and I've seen you in so many other things. You have been acting for years and have been in tons of different kinds of roles, and every single one of them you just nail.
Oh,
And I
thank
am
you.
so pleased to introduce you and so happy to have you on our show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for inviting me. I'm like so thrilled to be here with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you got started young, right? You've been
Well, yeah.
acting for a lot of years.
I started when I was a teenager, pretty much back in Mexico, my country.
Wow, yes. And what got you interested in acting to begin with?
Well, I was exposed to art at a very young age. My aunt loved theater, so I used to go every weekend to go theater. And then I went to concerts and other things because one of my uncles was also like a director of Casa del Lago in Mexico. He's an architect. And I was exposed to art, all kind of art. So when I w went to a high school, my first class in high school was the coach was Alejandro Bichir. That is a very well-known director in Mexico. Actually, he's the father of this guy. Oh my God, Demian Bichir, that he was nominated for an Oscar not long ago. So when he saw me the first time doing an improvisational class, he came to me and he said, "You have to go to school. You have the talent in your veins. You have to go to school. You have to go to school for this." And I say, "What? I have to go to school? You're telling me I'm already good, right? That's what you say when you're 20." But he bugging me so much that I have the bachelor's degree, like equivalent to the bachelor's degree in Mexico.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And learning that process of acting at that age and understanding it really helped you in the process of your career, understanding from different mentors and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Different techniques. And I mean, I start as soon as I finished acting school, I went to a casting and I got the part and I started doing theater, like in a tour all around Mexico City. So that was a great experience working with a very well-known actresses and actors, you know. So that helped me a lot. That gave me the base.
Yeah, I had to be awfully exciting to go to your first audition out of school and get the part. Was it a nerve-wracking experience or just
Oh yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely. My knees were like this, you know, but in some point you start controlling that.
Yeah, well, how amazing. And so you started really young and you went from theater to television. What?
No, to movies.
Oh, to
To
movies.
movies, pretty much
Okay.
back in my country, yeah.
All right. So, and then TV.
Then TV. Well, actually, in one occasion I went to Acapulco on vacations. I was back then, besides being an actor, I was a kindergarten teacher and a drama teacher. So I went on vacations to Acapulco and I met this really handsome American Italian guy. I didn't speak a word of English. He didn't speak a word of Spanish, but we saw each other and it was like a magnet. So he invited me to go to dance, always with somebody translating. And then 6 months later, I came to the States and I married this guy.
That's a tremendous story and that connection. Was he an actor too, Laura?
No, at all. No. He's the father of my twins. So I get married to him and we got married and I have twin daughters.
Okay, great, great. Now, what do you think is one of your favorite projects you've ever done in your career as an actor? What would you say?
Oh my God, of course, this fool. That's so much fun. I mean, we were laughing all the time on set. You know, working with these comedians is amazing because they are always saying the most funny things that you can imagine and always laughing with them. So sometimes it's hard to keep your face straight when you're shooting because they are saying something funny or inappropriate that is like is you cannot laugh. You cannot stop laughing, pretty much.
I wondered that when I watched the show because there are so many funny people and the lines are great. The writing is great. Your part is wonderful. It looks like your part is so much fun.
It is actually, yes, it is so different than me. I mean, it's a passive aggressive mom. So
And
I
so, yeah. What would you say? Tell us the premise of your character versus who you are and the differences.
well, I'm funny too, but in a different way. No, in my house with my twins, they still living with me. So sometimes I get mad at them or I start like yelling for something. And one, especially one of my daughters said, like, Mom, cut it. You, from the top, let's do it again. When you start making fun of me, of course I laugh and I start like, okay, I cannot get mad at you guys. But yeah, pretty much I'm like more in the kind of a sweet that angry mom. So and I'm funny too. So that's what they say, at least,
You are funny. There's no doubt about it. You're very funny. Yes. And what about your twins? What do they think of your career?
Well, they are big supporters of my career, of course. I mean, and sometimes this is tough. It's very difficult to make it in Hollywood. That's the reality. And I came here 10 years ago from New York. I moved here pursuing my acting. And I remember in some occasions, I didn't have money to pay my rent. And sometimes I say, you know what? This is exhausting. I'm going to stop doing it. And they say, oh, no. They are my support system, my emotional support system. In many occasions that I wanted to just, like the boxers throw the towel and say, that's it. They say, oh no, you have gone so far. You're not stopping now. You keep on going. So I guess that helps also.
That's nice. That's special. Family support is a big thing, I'm sure, in this business.
Yes. Yeah,
Yes.
definitely. It is.
And you talking about the character and stuff in this show. What give us the premise of the show? You talked about your character, but tell us the premise of the show.
Oh, well, this very dysfunctional family. Julio is my son that I love very dearly, and he's a guy with a golden heart that helps everybody but himself. He has codependency situations and things with me, with a girlfriend, and my nephew that was in jail for 8 years because he's an ex-gang member. Comes out of jail, and then I let him stay in my house to help him to reform his life somehow. And then they start bumping into each other because they have this situation that Luis pretty much always somehow was taking advantage of Julio and bullying him somehow. And now is the time to get back to him, so that's where all the situations get like really funny when they are like in here. Pretty much that's the show about. He works in a non-profit organization that Michael Imperioli is his boss. He plays Kane, the name of the character I can remember, but he is a really nice, he's really nice, he really believe in the organization. But at the same time, he's tough. So it's funny because he is the boss, but sometimes he say very inappropriate things also. So pretty much that's the show about.
And it's time, Laura, to laugh, right? It's we need comedy to laugh about the challenges of our lives and what's happening going through COVID life, and people need to start laughing more and laughing in
Yes.
comedy. Is that comedy a powerful thing for you, Laura, and something that you'd like to be
You know
part of
what
comedy?
is funny that you mentioned, because when I study, all my teachers used to give me also always funny parts. And back then I was so mad saying like, no, I want to be a serious actor. They say, no, you're funny. You're really funny. Now I understand that it's not easy to make people laugh. It's harder to do comedy than drama, So, but when you have the capacity to do both, then it's amazing when you have the capacity to do drama and also to make people laugh, then it's like a perfect combination.
Yeah, what a gift. What a gift, and what a gift you're sharing with us. I got to say, from the very first scene in This Fool, you can tell it's going to be a big hit. And it is so funny. I could see why you would laugh while you're doing it. Some of your lines are priceless.
Yes, it's true.
Absolutely. And the process before in some of your acting career, it's great to be honored as well. You were honored and nominated for certain things. Is that something you always dreamed about to be recognized as an actor?
Well, it's funny that you say that. We don't, personally, I don't do it to win awards. But in some point, I realized that what I do touch people's life in a very specific way. And sometimes people change their lives because of something that your character said or did or do. And then I think it's priceless when you have the capacity to touch people's lives in a massive way. That's incredible. Honestly, I think it's very important what we do as actors. It's no less important than a doctor or a lawyer, or it's very important what we do in the show business, definitely.
Yeah, I think that that's so true. And like Neil said, people need to laugh right now. We need to laugh. And we need to be entertained. You know, sometimes it's just escaping reality for the 2 hours long that a movie is, or a half an hour show, or whatever it is,
Yes.
that we need that escape. And so we need you to be giving us that. And it's quite a gift that you give us.
Oh, thank you.
Laura, do you have any other projects going on that you'd like to talk
I
about?
have a couple of projects that I cannot talk about it. You know how
Not
this
yet.
is.
Not yet. Not yet. We
Not
understand.
yet, exactly.
Not even a
Excited
little
about them.
sneak.
A movie that is in pre-production, but I really hope that we have by before the end of the year we can do this project, this specific one. A couple of shows that I'm line up that I have like a guest star that is I'm so happy because of the and of course we are also about I'm about to shoot the one episode two I don't know how many of the L Word that I have a recurring role in that too so.
All
You are
right.
busy. It's
Yeah, you're
happening.
busy and different things. And the best place people can find information on you is go where?
Well, you can always find information in my Instagram, El Patalano, or Twitter, El Patalano, or Facebook, Laura Patalano. Either one of those, you can check out what is going on with my acting or my life.
And also, where can we check out This Fool? Where can we check it out?
Of course, you can check out This Fool in Hulu. That premiere on the 12th. And so far it's been a hit. I mean, everybody love it. And everybody's like, you know, in the social media commenting that they have never laughed so much with this show. And I'm so happy with the people, how the people is responding to this.
All right, Kim, and where can we find information on you?
The easiest place to find me is loveis.info or kimsorrell.com, but loveis.info is a little bit easier to remember. But
Okay.
I'm all over social media. I'm all over everywhere too. Kim Sorrell, look me up. Love to hear from
You can
people.
purchase your book right there, Kim, for sure. Yeah. So that's fantastic. I really appreciated that. You can check me out, neilhaley.com, the media giant, as well. You can search me there. But I appreciate it, Laura. I'm really excited for, you know, continued success. And it's great to know all these projects are happening, especially with COVID and now everything's picking up. There's gonna be lots of work and so many different projects. So be ready. Be ready
Yes.
for the next
Yes.
opportunities. And let's continue to hear success for This Fool on Hulu. And I look forward to, I'm gonna have to get Hulu. I'm becoming more and more the got the you know, going into that realm of different platforms, digital platforms and less cable. It's where we're going now. If
Well,
we
I have everything. I have cable and every single platform that you can imagine because I have to be checking out what is going on, you know,
You got to
because.
know. So then, there's a part for you. For sure,
That's
Laura.
right.
So I
That's
appreciate
right.
it. All right, well,
And Neil,
thanks, guys.
I would say if for no other reason to get Hulu, get it for This Fool.
All
It,
right.
you
Oh, but
will
I mean, it has great shows, not only
it.
This Fool, but it
Yeah.
has great shows, Hulu. Honestly, I was like, wow. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
you can pick up all those different things. The Hulu originals are fantastic and appreciate it. I appreciate it, Laura. Appreciate it, Kim. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.